Welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Hope for the Caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you care for someone who is not. 877-655-6755 is the number if you want to be on the show. 877-655-6755. And I've got with me Kathy Howard. Kathy, are you with us?
I'm here, Peter. How are you?
Oh, I'm just precious. Thank you for asking. I am glad to have you here. And you've got a new book out. It is called 30 Days of Hope When Caring for Aging Parents. Now, you don't write a book like this unless you got a story. So tell us your story about this journey.
Well, it actually began with my father-in-law. And caring for my father-in-law was so different than caring for my parents have been, and everybody's story is so unique. But my father-in-law lived with us for the last 5 years of his life, and you know, mentally he was with it, but physically he had one major problem after another, particularly his heart. And so we ran him to doctor's visits, and we sat in the hospital, and we cared for him day to day with physical therapy and the whole gamut. And I know your listeners are used to that kind of a packed calendar with making sure your parents get everything that they need. And then my parents' journey is a little bit different. My dad has Parkinson's, and my mom was diagnosed with early onset dementia about 12 years ago. They've sort of upgraded that diagnosis recently to Alzheimer's. And so that's been a real journey with them in trying to get them to sort of accept that they need help. That was a long time coming, trying to get them to accept help and really essentially kind of losing my mom a long time before. I mean, she's still with us, but she's not the person that I grew up with. So that's been a grief for a while now.
So into this, you journeyed through a lot of heartache with this, still are, and you realize that you got to break this thing down to get through each day, each month, and you started writing this book and journaling this. I would imagine it started with kind of journaling a little bit, would it not? Is that how you did it? I don't know. What is your process on that?
Journaling and just remembering the stories and essentially like what I was needing to get through, going to the Bible to get the encouragement I needed to get through. I was shocked. I knew that caregiving would be physically exhausting, emotionally exhausting, but I was surprised at how spiritually challenging it was, because it was hitting me at places I didn't realize was there. Even minor things like having to change a lunch date to take my father-in-law to the doctor. I was shocked at how selfish I felt in that process. What do I do with this? I'm not feeling so good about myself. I was surprised at all the issues like that, minor and big, it brought up. Dealing with things like when my mother told me that she didn't need me and she didn't want me at her house anymore and I could just go home. Of course, that's the dementia talking, not my mom, but it's still.
But it's the face, and voice that you grew up with. And that hurts. Those things hurt. A lot of those really hurt. And so when you started writing this out and you started thinking about this, this 30 day, why 30 days? Why not a whole year? Was there something that said, you know what, I'm just going to. Why 30 days versus a whole year of this? What made you compress it down to such a small amount of time?
Well, practically, we would need more than a year, wouldn't we? But I'll just be honest with you. My publisher has a line of books called 30 Days of Hope When, and they're very targeted for specific situations like an infant loss and dealing with chronic illness. So it's part of that line of hope books. So that's
well,
why
I,
30 days.
I could get that. I think if we start saying 30 years of this, it'll scare people off. You know, I want to write a whole series of books, John, called 30 Minutes of Hope. So
sometimes that's all you can get. Yeah.
Well, what as you journey through this, and you still are in it, And you are a woman. You've written a lot of books, Kathy. I've seen some of the stuff you've done. You've got a volume of stuff. You're a speaker. You do all these things. You were surprised by this. There were things about yourself that were very uncomfortable that you had to come to grips with. And as I read through the book, what are some things that you would say to women and men? You wrote this from a woman's perspective, and it that flows through it very well. But what are some things you would say to those just now finding themselves in this?
Right. And, you know, I've been thinking about this because, you can say all of these great big things to help, like pray and lean on God, and all of that's very true, but that's a little bit intangible and hard to get your hand wrapped around. So, first of all, I've found that I needed a few trusted people that I could download on. Like, for instance, that night when my mom told me that I should just go home, she didn't want me at her house, even though I knew that that was the dementia talking, I was highly upset over that. And I thought, you know, what do I do with this? So my husband is a great sounding board, and I was able to talk through it with him. And we need, you know, we can't just go screaming that from the rooftops, but
well,
we need a handful of people that I'm just doing it right on your program.
Well, we can't do it, but that doesn't mean we haven't done it. So.
No, you're right about that, because I wanted to do it that night. But we need those handful of trusted people that not only will let us vent to them, but then they'll also hold us accountable. So, you know, what are you going to do with that anger, which my husband said, you know, you can't go on the rest of the day with this. So find a few trusted people to act as sounding boards and an accountability network. This is something that God really was teaching me, is to mark my calendar with a pencil. And I say that because I am a type A personality. I like to plan out. And as you know, caregiving, like you can plan your month, but that doesn't mean that any of those things are going to happen, because all kinds of things can
happen. I like that, by the way. I just wrote that down. Mark your calendar with a pencil.
Oh yeah. No, I was gonna call that one out. That's good
but
stuff.
What that implies though, Kathy, is that I'm actually keeping a calendar. So I'm using a crayon. Okay. I use a crayon.
Oh, I love that. Well, see, that makes for a colorful calendar.
Oh, it's colorful, all right. It's colorful.
I think the big time that this struck me was that I had to cancel keeping a grandbaby because my father was in the hospital. And I had a little pity party until I really realized that this is a season that's not, it's going to last longer for some folks than others, but it's not going to last forever. I am never going to regret the time I've spent with my parents. And so I can plan, but I need to hold those plans loosely.
Well, there's a great song by the 38 Special called Hold On Loosely.
Oh, yeah,
you should have
had
that ready, John.
I know, man. I'm falling down on the job.
I'm showing my age, but that's a great song. It's one of my favorite. I think that's the only song by 38 Special I like, is the Hold On Loosely. But you're right. You can't maintain the level of intense adherence to a schedule when you're a family caregiver. I mean, you just can't. I want to go circle back to the anger issue, because a lot of caregivers do get angry. They get resentful. They get really frustrated. And it is exhausting to maintain that level of anger. How do you feel about that statement?
Oh, it is. It totally washes you out, which all that serves to do is prevent you from carrying out the needed caregiving duties, right? Because you're just totally washed out.
And I found that, you know, you could be angry for about a day or so. It's like your husband said, what are you going to do with that anger? You can't hang on to this. I promise you, you will stroke out if you try to maintain that level of outrage or anger or frustration.
Yeah, absolutely will. I wanted to share another practical thing with you as I thought about I've watched my dad particularly, because Dad has Parkinson's, and so his mind is still sharp, but he was always so active. I mean, an avid golfer, fisherman, the whole business, and his body just totally doesn't allow him to do any of those things anymore. And I can see his discouragement and his just sort of a loss of hope and trying to find some things that he could do. My dad also was always a great card player and domino player. So we have really fought to find new ways for dad to enjoy life and mom to enjoy life too. And so every time I'm with my dad, I get out the dominoes. And I'm like, okay, dad, let's see if you can still beat me. And yes, he can. Yes, he can. He is a card shark. He not only can he tell you what cards you have in your hand, he does the same with dominoes.
Well, that is wonderful to have those kinds of moments together. And, of course, dominoes at my house means something different. That usually means dinner. And
I'm telling you, man, you never bring pizza to me. All right,
I did once.
All right,
Now, Kathy, I want to tell you, and I know this is just a quick time we have. We're going to have you back on some more because I think you bring a lot of just practical, hands-on stuff, and you bring a lot of heart to this. But if folks want to find you and find this book, what's the best place to find you?
KathyHoward.org. You can get all the information there. Of course, the book's available on all the online bookstores. But Kathy, and that's Kathy with K, by the way, KathyHoward.org. You can get more info. You can read the first five devotionals for free there, too.
And take advantage of it. They are good. They're not long. I mean, you know, any caregiver worth their salt knows you don't write a long chapter in a long book, you know, because no caregiver is going to read it. And you wrote something very simple. It's very heart-driven. And it gets right to the point of just ministering to the wounded heart of a caregiver. And I appreciate that, Kathy. I really do.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on today.
Oh, certainly. You going to come back?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Listen to this. Kathy Howard, the book is called 30 Days of Hope When Caring for Aging Parents. Kathy Howard. By the way, where are you, Kathy? You're in Texas?
Yes, we're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area now.
Dallas, okay. All right. Well, Kathy Howard, KathyHoward.org, and that's Kathy with a K, 30 Days of Hope When Caring for Aging Parents. And, Kathy, I appreciate you being on the show with us.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.